Hey everybody, and welcome back to Anxiety Aid, your daily dose of quick saves for overwhelmed minds. Yours truly, Laura Bennett here. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Juggling work, life, social media, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care, the world can feel pretty hectic, right? But guess what? Peace isn't some far-off destination we each have to cross in all those stressful items off our to-do list. It's a muscle we can train, a skill we can develop right here, right now. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Finding peace in the present moment, because let's face it, dwelling on the past or stressing about the future isn't going to do us any favors. So, buckle up, because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that will help you find your inner zen, even amidst the chaos. First things first, ditch the shoulds. You know those pesky little voices in your head that say things like, I should be more productive, or I should have already finished that project. Those are anxiety's best friends. They keep us stuck in a loop of self-criticism and pressure. Instead of clinging to those shoulds, try embracing the power of is. Just observe what is happening right now, without judgment. Are you feeling stressed? Okay. Are you sipping on a delicious cup of coffee? Fantastic. Accepting things as they are, without trying to change them, can be incredibly freeing. Next up, let's talk about mindfulness. Now, I know it sounds like some super spiritual, out-of-touch concept, but trust me, it's more practical than you think. It's simply the practice of paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting carried away by them. Think of it like being a detective observing your own mind, curious, non-judgmental, just taking it all in. You can do this while doing everyday activities like washing dishes or walking the dog. Just bring your full attention to those tasks, noticing the sights, sounds, and even smells around you. It's amazing how grounding that can be. Thirdly, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that truly replenish you. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending quality time with loved ones. Whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge, make time for it. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. You know that feeling when you realize how lucky you are for something small, like a sunny day or a warm cup of tea? That's the magic of gratitude. It shifts our focus from what we lack to what we already have, which instantly elevates our mood and brings a sense of contentment. So, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Write them down, tell someone you love them, or simply savor that feeling of thankfulness. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need support sometimes, and there's absolutely no shame in reaching out to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist when things feel overwhelming. Remember, you don't have to navigate life's challenges alone. Think about that last time you felt truly at peace. Maybe it was during a quiet moment in nature, or while listening to your favorite music. What were you doing? How did your body feel? Now try to bring back the sensations, the feeling of calm, the sense of ease, the gentle awareness. You can absolutely cultivate that peace more often. It's not about achieving some unattainable state of zen all the time. It's about learning to find moments of stillness and presence throughout your day. So remember these key takeaways. Ditch the shoulds, practice mindfulness, prioritize self-care, cultivate gratitude, and don't hesitate to ask for help when you need it. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can create more space for peace in your life, even amidst the hustle and bustle of modern day living. Ready to take action? I challenge you to pick one of these takeaways and commit to practicing it today. Share your experience with me on social media, tag me at AnxietyAidPod, I'd love to hear how it goes. And as always, remember, you're amazing, you're capable, and you deserve peace. Until next time, keep those anxieties at bay and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.